Good morning.
Good morning.
We know a lot of you are, hopefully your families are safe and not too inconvenienced, but we know that a lot of our great fans have had devastating results from this incredible storm. And we start out by just saying we wish everyone safety and hope that the families are healthy and safe. Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, the tradition, when you talk about tradition in the National Football League, you don't get any more traditional than the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are 4-3. They've lost three games on the road. They're a very, very good football team. They're 11th in the league on offense. They're second on defense. They're traditionally a tremendous, powerful football team, very physical football team. They have an outstanding return game. They've had a couple of punt returns called back that were touchdowns. They have and this young kid from Florida, Rainey, they have an outstanding kick returner. So they do have a large offensive line. They have a group of running backs who seem to replace one another when injuries do take their toll, Dwyer being the most recent runner. The receiving core is outstanding. They have tremendous speed on the outside. They and Miller, they have a go-to dependable tight end receiver that has played very, very well, provides Ben with a reliable source that he goes to quite often. Roethlisberger has the ability to extend plays, which he's done throughout his career. There much has been said about the way in which they've directed and changed their offense over there. He has been well protected. He has not been hit nearly as much, nor is he forcing anything, and he's distributing the ball very, very well to any number of receivers. Defensively, they're powerful, they're strong, they're an attack mode team, just like they always have been. Multiple looks, the creation because of versatility of opportunities in terms of coverage and pressures and fire zones and all-out pressures on third down and in the green zone. They have Sweezum is kicking the ball very well, and they have a young rookie punter who's has had one block but has held up very, very well. So this is an outstanding football team. They defeated Washington last weekend. They defeated Philadelphia, teams that we know very, very well. So we've been studying them as best we can over the last couple of days and look forward to presenting the Pittsburgh Steelers to our football team here in just a couple of minutes.
Coach, given that your preparation's been pushed back a little bit and you're facing a team that you don't face very often, is it more challenging to get the team ready, or do you feel like it's a disadvantage versus if you were facing a team you normally would face?
No, I don't look at it as nothing is pushed back in the NFL. Everything's on schedule. Everything stays on schedule. We've made some adjustments to try to accommodate in anticipation of some issues that we might have. In other words, starting late this afternoon, for example. But I don't think that's going to inhibit anything. We've been hard at it. The coaches have been hard at it. We've had pretty much a full day yesterday. I gave a little time for family time, and everybody took their laptops with them, and then we reconvened yesterday. But I don't see any issue which has stopped us from sticking with our normal routine, if you will. And if by tonight, after we've practiced late this afternoon, I think our entire operation in terms of the way in which we proceed with our preparation will be on schedule.
As a coach, do you have to set an even more a business as usual example for this week, do you think?
Well, we're not denying what's going on. I mean, I think that's foolish. Everyone has been struck by this. And although I would like very much to make sure that the focus is 100% on the team at hand, I think you do have to have a little bit of a mature attitude about these young men and their families and some of the circumstances they might be going through, just like probably 85% of you sitting here don't have power. Well, there's no sense in ducking that one. I mean, we've got guys that have kind of doubled up and families gone to where they can, where power is in existence, especially people with young children. So I'll try to do the best I can with that, but there's no avoiding what's happened here, and quite frankly, we don't want to. That's not our job. We realize this is a part of life. It's a part of, you know, we've been struck by a blow by Mother Nature, and we have to deal with it the best way we can, and hopefully we can kind of categorize all the issues that we're dealing with, but when we get the players here and get them focused, they understand how critically important this preparation is.
Is it at all helpful that you've played, you know, several 3-4 defenses in a row, or are the defenses that you face so different that...
They're all different. They're all different. You can categorize them that way, but, you know, each team is a different team in how they present. And as soon as it becomes third down, it's something totally different as well. So,
Tom, how's Antrell?
Well, he still has to go through the routine, the process. We're hopeful, confident that he will pass, but we've got that in front of us.
And where are you with Kenny Phillips?
He's going to work.
Tom, they like to utilize their tight end also like the Cowboys do. Is there a concern with covering him also?
There is a concern because of the ability level and the quarterback's accuracy, yes. But there's a lot of concerns, not just the tight end.
Depending on Blackburn's status, do you feel Kurzlick is ready to step into that spot?
I do feel that, yes. He's obviously studied and been in the same room with Chase and knows a lot of those mannerisms. And if Chase is able to go, fine. If he's not able to go, I'm sure he'll be a big help to Mark this week. Or to any number of linebackers, depending on the personnel set that we're in, doesn't necessarily mean that you're just talking about a conventional, you know, 4-3 Mike linebacker. It could be in different categories as well. We try to match as we match their personnel. Their number one personnel group is 3 wide receivers.
Thomas Cruz going to practice that?
Yes.
Tom, how would you describe Ben Roethlisberger, perhaps relative to what you would have anticipated his career track being prior to that draft when you...
Obviously he's had a very, very good career. He has 2 Super Bowl championships. He's a winner. They have... he currently has a 117 quarterback rating on third down, so he's playing very, very well.
Tom, multiple players today have talked about how you preach midstream adjust when it comes to situations like this. Have you already expressed that theme to the players today, or is that something you plan to express to them later this afternoon?
They have heard it. They heard it last week. They heard it with regard to dealing with the potential, if you will, over the weekend of the storm, and they'll no doubt hear from me again today.
If Roll and Phillips are back as starters, do you still find ways to get Stevie Brown on the field?
Stevie Brown has had an outstanding run here. What we've got to do, of course, is my position has always been the more outstanding football players, the better. So we'll find ways to involve all of them. And, of course, we're still on track trying to make sure that Kenny's ready to go. But he's looking forward to practicing this week, so we look forward to the addition of another outstanding player.
Will Bradshaw practice?
I doubt it.
How about Bear Pascoe?
No.
No, and if need be, is Adrian Robinson able to step up?
He's going to have to get after it this week, yeah.
Tom, besides playing middle linebacker, Chase does a lot of the calls on the field. I mean, do you have to consider another veteran to fill that role, or would that also go to Herzlich if he plays?
Well, those things will all be considered. Michael Boley has done that quite extensively, so I don't think that's that necessarily has to fall to anybody.
I mean, you've coached in a lot of different places, but have you experienced a storm like that before?
Have you? No, I've seen the threat of that type of a storm, a hurricane, but I've had the family sleeping at the stadium and all of that kind of stuff before, but I don't think anything as devastating as this.
Tom, when you look at your defensive line, the numbers have improved. In your mind, is it deeper than that?
Deeper.
Has the play, the effort...
It's getting better, no question. It's definitely improved over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
JPP's interception and be awed, even though you've seen as much football as
well? Well, I worked on it with him, you know, for his hand placement exactly where it should be. So,
did you lose power?
The particular area in Park Ridge where we are did not. I didn't get home much to recognize it, but.
Anything else? Bob?
No, good.
You okay? All right.
You all right with the power surge?
Did Hanlon lose power?
My kids didn't. They didn't have power, so.
Serby, how was that ride?
Did Hanlon lose power?